From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Authorities say sheriff deputies in the Houston area saw a tornado touch down about four times near Cypress as Tropical Storm Harvey pounds Texas. Earlier on Saturday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott warned residents that more were likely.
There have already been reports of tornadoes, and this is just a natural component that comes along with hurricanes.
More than a dozen Texas counties were under a tornado watch Saturday evening. The storm may dump more than 100 centimeters of rain during its course and has caused at least one fatality. Venezuela formally began military exercises Saturday that President Nicolas Maduro called for as a deterrent to U.S. military intervention. Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino López was on hand to see the drills.
Volvemos a decir y alzar nuestra voz.
We say again and raise our voice to reject the measures that the North American empire and the elite governing the United States is taking against the people of Venezuela.
The exercise takes place amid increasing tension between the two countries, and on Friday, U.S. President Donald Trump signed new economic sanctions against the Venezuelan government. Iraqi forces say they have recaptured most of the northwestern Iraqi city of Tal Afar from Islamic State. According to U.S. and Iraqi military commanders, between 10 and 20,000 civilians out of a population of 200,000 have remained inside the city. Aid organizations have reported those remaining are threatened with death by the militants who have kept a tight grip on Tal Afar since 2014. This is VOA News. At least 36 people were killed and 269 were injured in violent protests in northern India after a court on Friday convicted Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh of rape. VOA's Maya Bush has more on the riots that took place.
Thousands of the spiritual leader's supporters, angered by the court's verdict, took to the streets, vandalized public property, and set vehicles on fire. Curfew has been imposed in Sirsa City, and security has been beefed up in various cities across northern India, which are considered a stronghold of the spiritual leader's followers.
Some Indian holy men can summon thousands of supporters into the streets. Their systems of patronage and sermons are hugely popular with people who feel the government has failed them. In 2014, an attempted arrest of another guru on murder charges ended with his followers attacking police with clubs and stones. The death of Kian Loy de los Santos on August 16th has drawn widespread attention to allegations that police have systematically executed suspected users and dealers of drugs in the Philippines. Those are charges authorities denies. But more than 1,000 people attended a funeral service and procession Saturday for de los Santos. Father Robert Reyes was there and says the violence from Duterte's drug war has killed the soul of the Filipino. He says some people say it's okay to kill drug addicts, but he says it's not. And when he hears things like that,
I shake my head and I know something has died in the Filipino. Let us recover that. No, it can be recovered.
The parents and lawyers of De Los Santos filed a murder complaint against three anti-narcotics policemen on Friday. Terrified civilians have tried to flee remote villages in Myanmar's northern Rakhine state for Bangladesh on Saturday afternoon as clashes, which have killed scores, continue between suspected Rohingya militants and Myanmar security forces. Rakhine state has become a crucible of religious hatred focused on the stateless Rohingya Muslim minority, who are reviled and perceived as illegal immigrants in the Buddhist-majority Myanmar. Violence has again scorched through the region, leaving at least 92 dead since early Friday. Hundreds of mourners on Saturday attended a funeral of worshippers who were killed during an attack at a Shiite mosque in northern Kabul. Friday's attack claimed the lives of at least 28 people, including women and children. Authorities said that more than 50 others were injured when four assailants made their way into the mosque during Friday prayers and faced off against security forces outside in an attack that went on for hours. Two assailants blew themselves up, and another two were shot to death by Afghan security forces. For in-depth coverage 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.